T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know what this song means? It means football season is here. It means we could talk football with our buddy Bo Wolf, The Athletic, who's about to join the show. Actually, quickly, a couple things. I got the feeling of football in the air today. One, this song playing, which means Bo's going to join the show. And the other one was, I was in my local Wawa on my way here, and they threw out the pumpkin spice coffee ready. Now, I'm a fan. You don't have to be a fan or not, but when you see that, you know what it means. It means fall's around the corner, which means football's around the corner. Eagles have played one preseason game, a second one coming on Thursday, the opener on September 12th. We are not far away, and Bo Wolf of The Athletic, well, he's at training camp. He knows what's going on. He's going to talk to us better right now. Bo, how are you tonight?
Top of the evening to you, Joe.
There we go. Now I know it's officially football season. We got...
When the drums kick in,
yes,
you know we're about to get the pads on and hit somebody.
That's right. We Concussion Uncle is about to hit somebody, and we're ready to do
That's
it.
That's right.
Bo, all right, let's talk some Eagles here. One preseason game in the books, and then today a joint practice against the Patriots. From what I was reading, it seemed like the Eagles had a pretty good day out there, including Jalen Hurts. Take us into what you saw today, practice against another team.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is fair to say, and I don't want to overstate it, but I think it's fair to say that Jalen Hurts was the best quarterback on the field today. And that's going up against, Cam Newton and Mac Jones, who was a first-round pick of the Patriots, and obviously Joe Flacco, too. I don't think that Nick Mullins is in that conversation anymore after Thursday and what he did today, but I think it was sort of a continuation of what we saw from Jalen Hurts on Thursday. I think he's really sort of been improving as the summer has gone along. I think on Thursday night, I thought he was very impressive. And I know that 3 of 7 doesn't look good, but there were 2 drops in there. And then the miss to Quez Watkins on what would have been a 98-yard touchdown. I think that was just a little bit maybe misplaced inside, but also Quez Watkins was sort of held up on the play. I think it was a good throw. And what also made me, not concerned about that play is that one of the things that I have seen from Jalen Hurts all summer, and maybe the most consistent and most impressive thing I've seen, is that he throws such a pretty deep ball, a very accurate deep ball down the sidelines. And he did it again today, connecting with Jalen Reagor on a long touchdown against J.C. Jackson, who's the Patriots' top corner with Stephon Gilmore out. So that did not concern me. I think that's one of his strengths. And today, he did a little bit of what he did on Thursday, which was be decisive, be willing to throw the ball over the middle of the field, which he didn't do a lot last season, and get the ball out on time. And if he can do that and also protect the football, I think the Eagles have a chance, with all the caveats, if their offensive line stays healthy, I think they have a chance to be, a league average offense, which for them and in this division would be huge.
Bo, and all good things there, especially on Hurts and his development. What have you made about how you've watched the Eagles try to coach him into being a more kind of on schedule, in the pocket quarterback, but not robbing him of what he has, which is great rushing ability and the ability to, ran for 60 yards a start last year when he got in there. And one thing I did hear Nick Sirianni talk about was they've kind of been blowing the whistle on plays where the defensive line wins, maybe quicker than, and I think Hurts might be getting a little frustrated, but I think the idea kind of is don't just think to scramble. The play's over. You got to get the ball out. Do you think they're moving in the right direction there? Because it's kind of that fine line where you want to coach him up, but you also don't want to take away what he does really well outside the pocket.
Well, and it is a fine line. It's a delicate balance to try to draw. And you know, I don't know exactly what their thinking is there, but what I can tell you is that there has been an improvement over the course of the summer, over the course of camp, from what I've seen in Jalen Hurts getting rid of the ball quicker. And sometimes that doesn't even necessarily have to be at the top of the drop like it was on that really nice connection to Dallas Goedert in the preseason game on Thursday night. You know, the last play of practice for the first team offense today, the Eagles were doing a 2-minute drill, and they had, you know, sort of like a do or die situation from around the 10 or 15 yard line, where it was like the situation is you're down by four, there's like 10 seconds left or even less than that, and you have to score a touchdown. And Jalen Hurts, the snap comes, and there's pressure immediately coming from his right. I don't know if it was a blitz or if it was just a free rusher. And he takes off towards the right. He rolls out, and he hits Jalen Reagor in the front corner of the end zone for what should have been, you know, a quote-unquote game-winning touchdown, except Rager's foot was out of bounds. But it was a nice play by Hurts, and it sort of showed that, you know, him staying in the pocket and getting the ball out on time is great, and that's a part of it. And him, you know, scrambling is going to be important as well, and you don't want to take that away from him. But also, like, recognizing things right away and being able to use his legs to create a little bit of time and still throw the ball within the structure of the offense is going to be an important part of this offense. So, you know, I have been impressed with Hurts over the past week or so, and, you know, I would hope that it sort of keeps going and trending this way.
Bo Wolf, The Athletic, joining us here talking some Eagles after joint practice against the Patriots. Second preseason game coming up, New England on Thursday night. Bo, the other big question mark, and he still is head coach Nick Sirianni and what he's going to bring to the table. The one thing that I have observed just from listening to the press conferences, reading, you know, what you and other beat writers are saying from practice, and then just the game on Thursday that we got to watch, is I feel like within the fan base, Bo, there was this fear that, like, this guy was weighing over his head and this was going to be a disaster. And it just seems like a football camp. It seems like an NFL training camp where Nick Sirianni is just like other coaches, which is probably an improvement from what people thought when they listened to that first press conference. Your impressions so far of Sirianni and this coaching staff, a young staff, running their first camp?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's certainly been better than that first introductory press conference. You know, it's not like, you know, the guy's been coaching football his whole life. He hasn't been giving introductory press conferences, so you have to sort of give him a little bit of leeway. But I was curious to see what was going to happen, and it hasn't been like exactly like every camp I've ever seen, because you have to say that this has been as light a training camp as I've ever seen. And, you know, the practices are shorter and they are, you know, not super intense from a physicality standpoint. They sort of were early on with the defense, but that has sort of faded a little bit. But, you know, what I will say is that from what I can tell, and, you know, we don't get to be in the locker room this year for obvious reasons, but from what I can tell, like, the players have bought in. They like Sirianni so far. I think he's put together an interesting staff. You know, Jonathan Gannon stands out to me as a promising prospect as the defensive coordinator. I like what I've heard from him. And, you know, the proof will be in the pudding in the offense, because that's what he's here to do, is install an efficient passing offense and get the Eagles back towards having one of the league's better offenses. That's what Jeffrey Lurie wants. So that will be, you know, what will really make him sink or swim. But from a head coach standpoint, from a running the program standpoint, I have been I wouldn't say pleasantly surprised, but he has checked that box for me so far. I mean, we'll see what happens when they lose a couple games in a row, but so far, so good.
Bo, let's talk about some players that maybe aren't as great as we hoped, or there's some unevenness to some of these guys. Miles Sanders, I thought last year was disappointing coming off a rookie year that he ascended in the second half of his rookie year. A lot of drops last year, and some might be on the quarterback, but I also thought he just didn't catch the ball well last year. And from what I've read, some more drops in training camp so far this year. They have more guys behind him, including Kenneth Gainwell, who they drafted. What have you thought of Sanders? And if he doesn't show a lot, do you think we could see more of a back-by-committee type of thing, situational, instead of just this is Miles Sanders' job?
Well, you know, I'm of two minds here, because on the one hand, you know, they held Miles Sanders out of the preseason game as a healthy scratch because they know that he's the guy and they want him to be healthy for the regular season. And if you remember last year at the start of the season, he had to miss the first week and never totally recovered. So, you know, my expectation has been that he's going to be the focal point of the offense, at least from a running back perspective. And that, like, the idea of him sharing a ton of carries with Boston Scott and Gainwell. And, you know, if you want to think that Jordan Howard or Kerryon Johnson is going to make the roster, those guys too. I thought that was a little bit overstated. I thought that they were going to lean heavily on standards. But the flip side is, like, the pass stuff is real. And I thought it was overrated last year because I did put it on sort of this, like, bewitched connection between him and Carson Wentz. Like, nothing would work. But he has really struggled with drops this camp. He had another one today. And, like, you know, I don't want to overstate it, but, like, it's been a real issue. He has dropped a lot of balls. And so I don't know what Sirianni's level of comfort is going to be there. I mean, like, a drop is better than a fumble. At least he's not fumbling the ball. But, like, if he keeps doing this, then yeah, I think you probably will see a little bit more Boston Scott and Kenny Gainwell on the field. So, you know, I don't know if until he's doing it in games, if it's going to be really penal for his playing time. But for now, like, it is something that has raised my eyes throughout camp.
Bo, there's been some stories the past week or so. And your colleague, Zach Berman, over at The Athletic wrote one about I love Z Berm. Jonathan Gannon's defense, how it's different from, you know, what they've had here the last couple of years with Jim Schwartz, maybe some similarities to what they ran under Chip Kelly. What have you noticed about the defense? You know, we know the personnel, some changes there with Wilson and Harris and Nelson, but that defensive line is pretty much the same, adding Kerrigan as a part of it. What looks different? Are we going to see 3-4 looks? Like, what do you think is going to look different compared to the last couple of years?
Well, it's going to look a lot different. I mean, you will see some 3-4 looks. We've seen that throughout camp. We've seen the two stand-up pass rushers with three down linemen and Fletcher Cox being asked to two-gap occasionally. That's not really what he wants to do. It's not what gets him after the quarterback. But Gannon has said that we're going to see a lot of that stuff, and they've shown it. Now, what we're not going to see is, like, the Jim Schwartz, four down linemen, not a lot of blitzing, not a lot of disguise of what's going on. It's going to be different, and there is going to be sort of game-to-game changes. Gannon has pointed to Brandon Staley's defense with the Rams last year and how they had, you know, more varied looks than any other team in the league, and I think that's sort of the template he wants to follow. And one of the things that's interesting to me is that Sam linebacker position, as Gannon has described it, which is sort of a stand-up pass rusher. It's been rotated between Jannard Avery, Joe Osman, and Patrick Johnson, the seventh-round pick this year. And I asked Gannon today about, like, the balance between not showing too much about what that's going to mean schematically in the preseason versus being able to, you know, actually evaluate these guys and how well they play it, because, you know, it's not the same when you're doing it not live in practice. And he said, like, he feels like he's shown it a little bit. But it's a little bit interesting to me because if you just think about it from – like, getting our 11 best guys on the field, it's hard for you to convince me that Jannard Avery or Patrick Johnson is going to be one of the best 11 guys. And it's not like they have, thrown a lot of money or investment into who's going to fit that role. Now, maybe eventually Ryan Kerrigan moves back there and that's what he's doing. And maybe that makes a little bit more sense. But if it's going to be such an important part of the defense, I would have thought that they would have addressed it somewhere else with somebody with a little bit more high-end talent. So I'm curious to see what that's going to be like. And I really think that, like, what the defense is going to look like and what they can offer is going to be maybe one of the most interesting parts of this Eagles season.
Yeah, it will be. That it's interesting for sure. Last one for you, Bo, and it's a question I never thought I'd be asking, but how does Zach Ertz look? You know, a guy that's been in the league this long, he's been through a lot of training camps. I didn't think I'd be asking about him, but it sure seems
very
like he
blonde.
I knew that, but it sure seems like he's going to be here and be part of the offense, which I think most fans 3 weeks ago would have said that's not true. Now we're 3 weeks from the season. He's here. How does he look?
I mean, he looks pretty good. He looks better than he did during the season last year. And, you know, I do find it hard to believe that, like, they would be willing to play him in a preseason game and play him throughout training camp if they weren't going to be willing to carry him on the roster in week one. I think they would still – both they and Ertz would probably still like a good trade offer to come through, you know, before week one starts. But they wouldn't be playing him right now and risking, you know, being on the hook for paying him all year if he gets injured, if they weren't willing to have him on the team in week one. And the one thing that I will say is that just, you know, if we just trust what we've seen in camp, even though they could enter the season with Ertz and Goddard to, you know, starting caliber tight ends, we're not going to see as much 12 personnel as we did under Doug Peterson. It's not going to be forcing both of these guys to be on the field at the same time all the time. I think you're going to see, you know, a lot of 11 with the two of them rotating. And, you know, there will be times when it's more of a, you know, like a passing 11 and Ertz is on the field, and Goddard gives you a little bit more of, you know, run blocking, and he can also catch the ball as well. So, I still don't know exactly how it's going to play out, but at this point, you have to believe that they're willing to enter the season with him. And I think that Ertz has looked good. I think he hasn't been, you know, the best player on the field, but he's been a reliable, steady veteran, as you would expect.
Yeah, well, that sounds like more than it was last year. So I'll take that. Bo, always appreciate hopping on. We'll be reading over at The Athletic, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
There he goes. Bo Wolf from across the pond, who joined us here to talk.
Must be late over there.
Yeah, it's 6 hours, I believe.
Five. I guess that's why he angles for the 8 o'clock slot.
Yeah, he stays up late, you're saying?
I mean, like, he wouldn't want to do 9. He prefers 8.
Oh, you're saying that's even late, like 9 would be, so what, 5 hours would be 1 a.m., 6 hours would be 2 a.m.? Is that the math on this?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so that'd be 3 a.m. That's pretty late. I mean, most people, like, you stay up that late.
Well, I work this late.
Well, I mean, you don't work till 3.
No, but, like, most people don't go to bed right when they get home from work.
I do.
That's weird.
Well, I mean, some nights I stay up and watch some West Coast. This week I'm going to be staying up watching West Coast baseball. We got Phillies.
Oh, me too.
Well, you're here watching it. I'll be home. I'll be home watching Phillies Diamondbacks. At what point, if they're losing one of these games, do I just say, I'm out and I'm going to sleep?
My favorite part of this week is they're in San Diego on Friday night.
Yeah.
A nice 10:15 start time.
Well, I mean, give the Padres a break. They're trying to get people in the park. Like, let people go out on a Friday night, have some dinner, and then come to the park. They're trying to run a business over there. It's not about you.
Yeah, I'm trying not to fall asleep at my job. I'm trying to get home before 3 a.m.
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens with those games. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Talking here about the Philadelphia Eagles. And I believe this is going to be a good football team. Like, the more I watch and read and pay attention to what's going on this training camp, I'm believing this is going to be a good team. I mean, I've been called delusional over the course of the night, crazy, lost my mind. Tucker disagrees. But listen, we just had Bo Wolf on. He's our eyes and ears down there, like Elliot and any of the great reporters we have, the beat reporters we have here in Philadelphia. We'll have Elliot on later this week. Our eyes and ears are telling us good things. Like today, they outplayed the Patriots. And Tucker just blind to the reality of a good football team in Philadelphia.
Are the Patriots a good football team? I don't think so.
I think they will be a good football team.
But 7-9 last year.
They had 8 opt-outs, and their quarterback had COVID. So this year they have less opt-outs, and their quarterback, right, they have 2 quarterbacks.
I mean, unless the COVID attacked his shoulder and made it so he was unable to throw a forward pass anymore, I don't think that's an issue.
Well, but I think, didn't he miss a game with COVID?
I think he missed one, yeah.
Well, that's a lot.
He also set the record for, like, least amount of touchdowns through 12 starts.
Well, listen, I think Cam shot, okay? I think Mac Jones was good. I think Mac Jones actually would be pretty good. I like Mac Jones.
I'm upset they made him change his number. He was wearing 50 for a while in camp.
Yeah, you can't seriously win with a quarterback wearing 50.
Otto Graham wore, like, 66 when he was with the Browns.
Yeah, and what year was that?
Well, it was after the war.
Yeah, right, It's a long time ago. 215-592-9494. All right, I believe the Eagles are going to be a good football team. Do you? Offensive line, defensive line. Eagles have them both. They're healthy right now on both sides of those lines. I think that's massive for why this team will be good. Last place schedule. A significant advantage for the Eagles compared to last year coming off a first place schedule. Jalen Hurts, they have an upgraded quarterback. Like, think what you want, say what you want, feel what you want about Jalen Hurts. The Eagles will have an upgraded quarterback this year versus last year. There's zero doubt in my mind they're better at quarterback now than they were last year. And I think you kind of roll in Hurts' running ability, his scrambling ability. I think he'll be able to run for touchdowns when they're stuck in the red zone. His leadership, the fact the players love him. You see the latest on the players in the world of the players loving Jalen Hurts? You see the report?
About how he's given pop quizzes in the bathrooms and such?
Well, that's that. I mean, are the bathrooms a place for pop quizzes?
I like to think he, like, hides out in one of the stalls. And when Devontae Smith goes in, he jumps out and says, what do you do on this play?
And Devontae says, leave me alone, I'm in the bathroom. No, according to Jordan Schultz, where's he from? Jordan Schultz, we know him. He's from ESPN, Jordan Schultz. This is about 2 hours ago. There is a fast-growing sentiment among Eagles players that Jalen Hurts is undoubtedly the franchise quarterback. His work ethic, intangibles, and overall skill level have captured the entire locker room. Players I've spoken with are consistently blown away by Hurts on and off the field. I mean, we knew this was going to happen, right? He wins everyone over.
I mean, when was the last time this team didn't have a divided locker room? Like week 14 of 2017?
That's a good question. Like before Carson got hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just that alone, like, I'm excited to watch.
Said his name, by the way. Unfortunately.
I know. I broke the rule. But I'm excited to watch a non-divided Eagles team. You're right. It's been a very long time.
Yeah, and obviously, like, that wasn't his fault necessarily, that everything was kind of thrust on his shoulders and all the praise was heaped upon him. But, I mean, as soon as Nick Foles came in and for the next 2.5 years, there really was a divide in that locker room. And the things we're hearing about with Jalen Hurts kind of capturing everybody and being the leader in the locker room around the NovaCare complex on the practice field, never really heard that a lot. Especially the last 3 years with the quarterbacks here.
Well, I remember last year when Hurts first came in against the Saints. Remember, we played it a lot that next week. Miles Sanders talking about how the team was really could use that leadership. Like, it came across as a shot at the other guy. I don't know if Miles Sanders meant it that way, but it was just like, the kids played three quarters, and we're already talking about him as the leader of the team. Like, there's something about natural leadership that they haven't had around here. And without a – like, here's what I expect week one. They're on the same page, right? Coaching-wise, scheme-wise, mentality. Like, they're going to be on the same page. And when was the last time this whole thing was on the same page, rowing in the same direction? It's been a while. Like, it really has.
Especially early in the season, because this is a team that has struggled early in the season.
Yes. And, like, does that mean they're going to go out there and win 12 games? No. Like, you need to be good. You need to make a lot of plays to win all those games. But it is going to count for something. Like, I think we got lost in the weeds because of the controversy around Doug's status and Carson, or the quarterback to not be named, just being so bad last year and what it meant, that we like lost in translation that the franchise was falling apart within the locker room. Like, it was falling apart, and perhaps the Eagles have found their way out of it quicker than we thought. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop. And we come back. I'm going to actually play something for you. Joe Flacco said something today that I thought was interesting because it does kind of fall into line with everyone realizes Jalen's team, despite, you know, the Eagles maybe not putting it down on paper that he's the starting quarterback and naming him the starter or whatever. It's pretty obvious through everyone there that it's his football team without question. So we'll play that for him when we come back. Do you believe the Eagles are going to be a good football team? I do. Tucker does not. And can you trust the Phillies? I can't. I know the schedule lightens. 3 against Arizona starting tomorrow. I don't trust the Phillies. And we get back along with all that. We actually got a lot to do over the rest of the show. We have Bob Wankel crossing broad coming up at 9. Tucker, we're bringing back Tucker's take. Tucker's got a scorcher tonight at around 9:20. Tucker's take, and
I hope that guy stops listening, the Miles Sanders fan.
Oh, no, I need him listening. I need him listening for Tucker's take coming up. And we got to talk about people that moved on from Philadelphia, breakups that just got you. You couldn't handle a certain breakup. We'll hit all that coming up. 215-592-9494 at Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.